All right, good morning, everyone. My name is Mike Paquette. Welcome to our 9 a.m. session, the morning after the pirate party. So I hope everybody had a good time at the event last night. I think I did. This is called Bringing Android Apps to Tizen. The session abstract, we're going to talk about a technology. We're from a company called Open Mobile Worldwide. We have a technology called ACL, Application Compatibility Layer, and we're going to talk about how that can enable Android apps into the Tizen ecosystem today. My name is Mike Paquette. I'm Vice President of Product Management and Technical Operations at Open Mobile Worldwide. I've been with the company since a little bit earlier this year, and I have a background in developing networking and security products, over 25 years of developing products and bringing them to market. And rumor has it that I was at the event last night and dressed up as a pirate, so I hope we'll kick that off the screen and nobody else will have to see that anymore. So let me tell you just a little bit about our company. We'll get into the details very quickly after that, okay? All right. So we're a Boston, Massachusetts-based startup established in 2010. We were founded by an executive, a gentleman by the name of Bob Angelo. Bob was an executive in the early days at Phoenix BIOS and SystemSoft, and he brings a lot of expertise and compatibility to the company, and it's on that vision of creating a compatible ecosystem for access to content, especially apps across platforms that we built the company. We have two product lines. One is called the App Mall. This is a content store or an app store that we make available through for fulfilling the need for apps in various ecosystems. And the one we'll be focusing on today is the Application Compatibility Layer, or I'll refer to this as ACL as we go forward. So that's our introduction. If you don't mind, by show of hands, I'm going to ask you to introduce yourselves. We have a modest crowd here today, so we can keep this a little bit interactive. So I go through five or six choices here. So how many of you in the audience happen to be an app developer and are considering porting your apps to Tizen? Anybody? Actually, a good selection. Very good. Anybody already underway? So already started porting your apps to Tizen? Yes. A smaller number, but a few. Great. Anybody here directly involved in the development of the Tizen platform itself? Yes, some of our friends. Very good. All right. Anybody who's an app aggregator or distributor? Maybe one. Okay, in the back. Great. Thanks. Welcome. Anybody work for a mobile device manufacturer? Some of us there, too. All right. A few. And anybody work for a company that enables Android or other types of apps for the Tizen ecosystem? No? Well, I do. Right? Yeah. A couple of you guys do that. All right. And finally, is there anybody here that says, presentation? I thought this was Foley's Irish Pub down the street. All right. We have a few of those. Okay. Very good. So we have a good mix. This is perfectly populated with the audience that we're looking for today. So let's dig in. So we see the vision of enabling ecosystems around around mobile operating systems and mobile platforms. And one of the challenges with any new mobile platform, and Tizen is facing this as well, which is that there's this chicken or egg problem, right? Developers are, you know, wondering whether they should make the investment of porting their apps to the new ecosystem, but then if they, because, you know, they're not sure if it's going to be successful. And then sure enough, if nobody ports their apps to the ecosystem, then it might not have as great a chance for being successful. So one of the things that we're looking forward to and that we are driven by at Open Mobile is the push to help launch ecosystems. We are very impressed, committed to, and dedicated to Tizen. And so what we're trying to do right now is bring a large collection of apps to get Tizen off the ground, launch very successfully with the apps that Tizen users need. And this will contribute to the ultimate long-term success of the platform. So that's what our goal is. So, and you'll notice I do a lot of goofy PowerPoint things, but if you were to consider this app barrier being the virtual limiting factor of launching new ecosystems, well, what we're trying to do with our application compatibility layer clearly is to break away that app barrier, if you will, and enable these platforms with enough apps, the right apps, to be successful and to provide the end users the experience that the Tizen community wants them to see. So that's kind of what we're all about. So in terms of what is ACL, Application Compatibility Layer, it's software. In the case of Open Mobile, we have this software called ACL, and it enables Android apps to operate on non-Android operating platforms, operating systems and other platforms, right? So not just Tizen, but today we're going to talk specifically about ACL for Tizen. Right, which is the ACL that runs on Tizen devices that enables Android apps to be loaded and operate properly on the Tizen device. So really the benefits here are OEMs and device manufacturers. It helps them get through that chicken and egg situation that we talked about earlier. And for app developers, it has a significant enhancement. It enables you to leverage the investment you've made in your app already running this on the Android platform, but to get your foot in the door, get a foothold in this Tizen environment as quickly as possible as an interim step so that when you decide to make your fully optimized Tizen or HTML5 app, that you'll already have the experience, you already have the presence in the Tizen community to leverage as you grow to the future. So it is by definition an interim solution that's to help everybody get launched into the Tizen platform as soon as possible and to help grow the community and the ecosystem to the extent that it possibly can. Okay? So at the high level, it's very straightforward, right? ACL operates as a layer, if you will, on top of the operating system, which runs on top of the hardware platform. In the case of Tizen, we have the ACL for Tizen is the specific software from Open Mobile that runs over the Tizen mobile operating system on top of the device hardware. And, you know, logically, this gives us the capability of to run lots and lots of Android apps on this device as this step in the process. So how does it work, right? So technology, getting this thing called ACL compatibility layers, how does that work with the user experience, right? People want to have these Tizen devices, and they want to have a very pleasant, easy user experience, and they really don't care about Open Mobile or application compatibility layer. They just want to run their apps. They just want to get their data, and they just want to do their job. So here's how it works at a very high level. Open Mobile, we produce application compatibility layer, ACL, for Tizen. We package that up as a Tizen app. Right? So we submit that to the Tizen store. So Open Mobile puts ACL in the Tizen store as an app. Now, it's not a downloadable app. It's kind of hidden, right? Because we don't even want people to have to know that they have to go and find this thing called ACL and install it on their product. But Open Mobile is also in the business of acquiring all these Android apps, running them through a process to turn their APK packages into TPK packages, and uploading them to the Tizen store as well. So there'll be a number of what we call Open Mobile-enabled apps that are uploaded to the Tizen store as well. So this is all done, you know, this is by us working with the store, and we have this process to make this all happen. So the end user goes ahead and uses his Tizen store app. Anyone who sat in the session yesterday, we saw a first glimpse at the, you know, the Tizen store app running on Tizen. They go ahead and browse the Tizen store, and they find an app that they want. And this app happens to be one of the Open Mobile-enabled apps that have previously been put into the Tizen store by Open Mobile. So they go ahead and they say, oh, I'd like to get that app. And if it's a free app, they get it. And if it's a purchased app, they buy it. But what happens is the app is downloaded to their Tizen device. Now, they go ahead and launch this device. And if this is the first time that they've attempted to launch an Open Mobile-enabled app on their device, what happens is the app goes back to the Tizen store, finds ACL, assuming ACL was not installed, downloads it, instantiates it and runs it, and then basically completes the launch of the application. So there's some extra time here, but from the end user, the steps associated with getting the app that they want and actually launching and running that app are exactly the same as if they had done this with a native Tizen app or an HTML5 app that came down from the store. Right? So I'm going to tell you later some of the details about what that download process is, how big the file is, and how long it takes to run it. But this is the user experience. It's very straightforward, and we expect that to be very satisfactory to the Tizen end users. By the way, with this smaller crowd, if something I say just doesn't make any sense, feel free to ask a question right in the middle. We will have a question session at the end. But if there's something that doesn't make sense or you're really puzzled, just raise your hand and we'll try to capture those in line. Okay? Great. All right. So how's it work under the covers? What is this ACL thing, right? It isn't really magic. What we've done is we've taken the Android runtime, including the core libraries and the Dalvik virtual machine, any other application, Android application framework, and we package that all up, and we run that inside the Tizen operating system as this entity. So it truly is the Dalvik VM. So the Android apps that are packaged as Tizen TPKs, downloaded to the machine, once they're installed by the Tizen package manager, they live underneath the covers, if you will, within the ACL context as an Android app. It's the same exact APK file that the initial developer uploaded to whatever stores that he happened to upload that to. It's still signed by the developer. It hasn't been touched or modified one bit. And it operates in an environment that, as far as it's concerned, is the native Android runtime environment. Right? So things work. So we've got the Dalvik VM is there, the JNI is there, and basically this just works. What we've done, the hard work at Open Mobile, is we've stitched the outsides of this, you know, this Android runtime, if you will, into the Tizen native framework so that we support all the functions that Android needed within the Tizen native framework. And that's kind of how it works. So the Android apps, there's a high degree of compatibility here because they truly are running in an Android environment, but it happens to be operating in the context of this app inside the Tizen platform. Okay? A quick question there? Okay, so the question was, so because of this strategy, what happens when multiple Android apps are running? Is indeed a different Dalvik VM instantiated for each of the apps? And the answer is yes, indeed. It operates just like it would on an Android platform. So we're not stuffing multiple apps into a single Dalvik VM. We're actually running the same runtime, so it would work the same way as it does on Android. Good question. In fact, for a good question, because of the pirates thing, you got a set of beads today, so good job with the question. All right. Any other questions? I only have a couple more sets of beads, so. Yes?
Android has something called Zygote that is able to share different, or the same Dalvik instance among different applications.
So the Zygote process, as we do, so I'm going to get right over my knowledge base real quickly. So what I would do is, that's an excellent point, and I'll direct you back to visit us today, and I have some technical resources, and we can give you the proper answer. So thank you for the correction, and we'll straighten that out. Thank you. Yes, another question. So in-app purchases is a little bit of a very interesting question, isn't it? So today, the many Android apps are using, for example, a third-party service like the Google Play services or some other store. They build their apps with an SDK that has to do with that. So today, as we know, we do not yet know the details for the Tizen stores in-app purchasing. So we have a plan to be able to migrate that without manipulating the app itself. But right now, we don't know the details, and we don't know if that will be possible. So, in theory, think about mapping the in-app billing calls that are using the Google Play services today and mapping them, if you will, into the corresponding services within the Tizen in-app billing system. So in theory, that makes a little sense, but in practice, we know it's a lot more complicated than that, right? The inventory necessary and the inventory management, we don't know if those are going to be compatible, and we don't yet have a way to get that into the Tizen store. So I don't know the answer to that question yet. I do know the answer. Right now, the answer is no. Right now, that's not supported, but eventually, we'll get there. Okay. Yes, question here. Yes. So the question is a follow-up question around in-app billing or in-app purchasing and additional complications. Even after what the Tizen in-app billing APIs and system is known, there's still significant complications there. I'll reiterate what I said earlier. We're not sure if this is possible at all because there may be some of those may not be easily overcome at all. So it's an excellent point of complication for which right now today I don't know the answer to those. Okay? Thanks. I got two more sets of beads. I forgot to hand them out. All right. We'll save those for later. Okay. So let me give you some details about what this looks like under the covers, right? It is software. So the installation source for this software, the ACL is downloaded as a TPK. So it'll be a Tizen app, if you will. It's upgraded through the normal Tizen app upgrade process, update process through the store. The package size is approximately 45 megabytes. The installation time after download is approximately 10 seconds. So when I went through that initial user experience, what we'll see is that first time the user launches an open mobile-enabled app, there will be this delay while the download takes place of ACL, the installation takes place, and subsequently the launch of the app that is touched. But that will be the first time that happens or after an update that experience will be delayed. So ACL is launched at device startup, or in the case we just described, at the launch of an ACL-enabled app. The memory footprint is less than 64 megabytes that is being adjusted on a build-by-build basis. These statistics are based on the Tizen 2.0 version that we're demonstrating downstairs. These we expect to change perhaps a little bit with the 2.1 version that we'll be putting together shortly. The device storage footprint, assuming zero apps are loaded, is less than 100 megabytes on the storage system of the device. We do indeed use Tizen native app services, both automatic and daemon services. So far, our supported devices, of course, have been running on the Samsung development phones, the RD210 and the RDPQ, as well as various IVI and tablet platforms. As I mentioned, the 2.1 release is out, and our team is moving to implement the 2.1 changes as we speak. The Android version is currently is currently Gingerbread with our plan to move to Jelly Bean probably after the initial launch. And the ties and privileges required actually vary based on the permissions, the Android permissions that are required or that are posted in the manifest of the original Android app that is used to be converted into the TPK. Okay, a couple more details in terms of support for different features. In terms of the sensors, accelerometer, tilt, gyro, ambient light, proximity sensors, those are supported today. So if the Android app takes advantage of using those sensors, then that, when it runs inside the Android environment of ACL, then, of course, those are passed through and they're supported by the Tizen device. NFC and any barometer stuff is not currently supported. Power management is supported. SD card sharing, yes. GStreamer is currently supported. OpenGL and OpenGLES. So this is intended to be supported. If you come down and see our demo, our current version, that is not yet supported, but we have a prototype that does have the accelerated 3D graphics there. In fact, later I'll talk about the performance of the system. In most ways, the performance is extremely similar to a similar speed device running without ACL, but clearly if something is a graphics intensive, until we have that accelerated 3D graphics support, then you'll see lagginess in the graphics, but that's something that's imminent in the next build, probably in the next 3 weeks or so. We have both ARM and x86 architecture support inside ACL for Tizen. Bluetooth is not currently operational, but camera, Wi-Fi, telephony, and SMS are all things that will be supported. Of course, the development phones that we're running now don't have active radios, so we haven't done that yet. And device settings, background services are supported. And there's a number of things that have not been addressed yet, such as integration with the Tizen data for email contacts, widget, wallpaper. Some of these are planned. Some of these are complex interactions that we do not yet have the full solution for. Yes, a question in the back.
NDK?
Yeah, so NDK apps are supported with the so we do have the you know the JNI around the Android runtime. So there are some cases where there are apps that take advantage of certain functions that we haven't been able to map into the Tizen framework. So the you know the generic answer is yes, but there probably are exceptions. So based on what you know what the app actually contained and used. Yes. So the question, yeah, that's a good question. The question is the user experience during the initial download of ACL upon launch of the first open mobile-enabled app. Is there any update or feedback given to the end user, or is it just like this delay where they're going to think something's wrong? So the details are being worked out, but there is an end-user license agreement, and there's will be an okay and acceptance that has to take place that first time. So whether there's a status indicator or not, we don't know yet, but there will be some indication to the end-user that this is happening the first time because there is an end-user license agreement, a custom EULA associated with ACL. So the question is, why not download ACL when the first app downloads itself? So,
maybe because right now I'm not a fan of the ACL and all that, but a normal user, it won't be cool.
So the question is, So the question was about the installation of ACL on the initial, as I've described it, it's upon the launch of the initial app. And the question was, why not optimize that and do it on the download of the initial app as well? So the point, I mean, we should, it's a good comment, but one of the issues that may come up is that the download time, it's not known immediately using the standard infrastructure whether or not ACL is or isn't running, because that's done by the Tizen framework. So what happens is, if that were the case, then we'd have to download ACL all the time with every app. So what we try to do is, every app that is an open mobile enabled app has a little piece of stub code that basically is checking to see whether ACL is installed. And if it's not, then there's no need, excuse me, if it is, then there's no need to download it. But if it's not, it goes through and does that the first time, or if there's an update. So it's a good question, but that's the proposed way that will work now. Yes, question. I'm sorry? So why is ACL not built into the operating system? So that's a great question. So originally, probably a year ago, if Open Mobile was here talking to you, we would have said that is indeed the preferred approach, was to have it built in as part of the system. A lot of things would have been a lot easier for us if that were the case. Having to package up something that's essentially a core component of an operating system to run as an app has been a significant technical challenge over the past year. But for business conditions and other reasons, we weren't able to have that as a part of the I mean, sure, you could root the phone and do that, but that defeats the purpose of the end user experience, right? So we're not able for many reasons to make that happen. So we're back to the point now where this would be a TPK Tizen app. It's a good question. Yes, question here. So I'll talk about our validation process in a few moments, and I'll give you some statistics. The question was about, do we have any statistics on how many of the top 500 apps, for example, will run within the ACL environment? So I have some statistics I can share with you based on the current state of ACL. I'll tell you the general trend is each time we, as ACL gets closer and closer to production, the next set of apps that we run has a higher and higher percentage of coverage. But I'll give you some statistics in just a few moments. Good question. Okay. So one of the things I mentioned earlier is that this APK to TPK translation or conversion process, we are taking a look at the Android manifest and then essentially mapping features and permissions to Tizen features and privileges as we go forward. A simple example here is shown on how we map some of the Android permissions to the corresponding Tizen privileges. Again, this snapshot was from a 2.0. There are indeed updates in progress for Tizen 2.1. There are some changes in progress there. Okay. What we have done is run a test just to get us in the ballpark here of seeing where the basics of the Android operation are matching up against the native Android environment. So using a tool called CTS, trying to compare the compatibility of an ACL-enabled environment to a native Android environment. And for corresponding level of Android, that you can see the results are very, very good. Only a couple of differences based on hardware platforms compatibility. And again, this evolves as well as we build each version of it. We run this check and test it. So how it all works together. So I talked about the ACL capabilities as technology, but when we look about how does this work as a open mobile enabled app ecosystem, the story looks a little bit different. So on the far left of the screen, in fact, I brought my pointer here so I can point those out from the, open mobile has relationships with what we call app partners. Right? These are aggregators or distributors who in turn have relationships with the app developers themselves. And so what we're doing is open mobile has a process by which we take APK, Android apps in from these app partners that we have contractual relationships with. And in a variety of scenarios, we either pass those along and publish those to third-party stores, or in the case I'm going to show you in a moment of the Tizen store, we're actually doing some work on that APK as it comes in converting it over to a TPK before it is actually submitted to the Tizen store. So let me get into a little more detail on that. So open mobile-enabled apps are sourced to us by contracts with app partners. The app partners have contracts with the app individual app developers. This is the current way this works. We're exploring additional business opportunities. But the app developer remains the author and publisher of the apps in the Tizen store. So they will be, the developer contact information is listed for support, for feedback, everything. So that's preserved. But the new piece in the model here is that Open Mobile is the seller or the merchant of record. So Open Mobile has the business relationship with the Tizen store seller office so that we are the seller of record of putting these apps into the store. So what happens then, in the case of paid apps or when there's other revenues associated with the app, that revenue would come back from the Tizen store to Open Mobile, where we are obligated to pass that along to the app partners, who in turn have contracts to pass that along to the app developer. So that's the only piece of the puzzle where the Open Mobile actually has any piece in the revenue stream as well. But our business model is we work for the OEMs, for the stores. We are helping enable this environment. So we're not asking individual developers to put any money up front at all. There is no cost associated with getting your app into this process and into the store. So let me go through this slide has been nominated for the busiest slide of the entire presentation, the prior conference here. Like we talked about already, to enable this whole process, you got to have ACL on the Tizen device first. All right, so let's assume that's in place. That's number zero for your programmers. We're counting up from zero here. But the first thing that happens is Open Mobile acquires these apps from our app partners. We do an initial curation. Like, for example, in the case of the Tizen store here, we already know there's Tizen store guidelines that have to do with the content. So we do a gross level curation as we acquire the apps from our partners to weed out anything that we know is not going to be suitable content for putting into the Tizen store. We then go through our own validation process to make sure that these apps do indeed work with ACL, right? So once we've done that and these are validated and curated, we then basically take the app itself, this APK, and the associated metadata with it and convert that into a suitable set of metadata and a TPK file that will be suitable for submission to the Tizen store. We then go ahead and take these converted apps and updated metadata and submit them to the Tizen store. Right, and that's where they go through the final validation. Anyone who sat in the presentation yesterday around Tizen store validation knows that there's a process there that we'll need to go through. And then, of course, apps are downloaded by Tizen store users using the conventional app download and update process. Right? So we already had a couple insightful questions on this. Eventually, it is the goal for in-app activities to be mapped to Tizen store services. But as we said, there are some serious complications with that and a lot of unknowns, so that would remain a goal right now for number five. This is kind of how the process works. And as I mentioned, in the case of the Tizen store, right? So Open Mobile has the relationship with the store where we're able to actually take transaction data and settlement and pass that back to our app partners who in turn pass that along to the individual app developers. So validation. While we have not replicated what the very capable Tizen store team has done, we do have a validation process by which each of the apps that comes in from our app partners is taken a look for basic capabilities. That installs and launches properly, displays correctly, resolution's correct, that major functions actually work, and that it terminates properly and uninstalls. So this is the basic validation process. But this process is not just automated. So there are real human users in this space. So the validation process that we've done starts with, in the top left at A, where we're acquiring these apps from our app partners, putting them into a secure app testing, secure storage server. And then we have an app analysis system. And this is where we're looking for things like doing deduplication. We're doing the initial curation just based on app category, providing some analysis on what we've got, what versions we have. And then what we'll do is when we take a selection of apps for moving forward in the process, we pass them along to something we call an app test loading server, where we have a testing service. So here's how this works. We have humans, we have real testers, the people that have tested literally tens of thousands of apps. And we've got a semi-automated system where the test manager will pull apps from the app test loading server and be able to automatically download those to devices in the testing environment. So, you know, 2, 3, 5, 10 at a time, we'll put a series of apps down onto the device that the individual app tester is using. And we've developed an app that actually runs on the same device that allows each of these testers, after they're doing their testing on the app, to log their results right in an app that is existing on the same device. In fact, that same app can launch the next app so that they can continue the testing. All the results from this are captured into our app test results server. And, of course, we have feedback that can go from the app test results back into our app testing system. So if you had a number of apps that failed, you know, we could say, on Thursday, all right, all the apps that failed on Monday for this version of the Tizen device, let's go ahead and queue those up and get those tested again. So the question asked earlier, do we have any statistics? So overall, across ACL on different platforms, we've run over 300,000 tests so far. And in the Tizen environment, we've probably we've done almost over 80,000 different app tests across 15,000 different apps. And so, as I mentioned earlier, the statistics is an increasing function. If I look at the aggregate of all the tests that we've done from the early versions of ACL when there was lots of features missing, we're approaching about a 60% pass rate. On the later versions, it's much higher than that. And as we complete the ACL, especially with the changes for 2.1, I'll have better statistics. But that's kind of where it's growing up. So we've done a significant amount of testing. Everyone touched by a real human user that is able to visualize things, and they have tons of experience actually running apps. Okay? Any questions on that? Yes, question in the back. So the question was, I think back here, I talked a little bit about the transaction and the settlement path going back, and we talked about the revenue chain and the value chain. And the question was, can I share a little bit of detail about what the revenue split looks like in that case? I'd have to say that in our experience so far, every arrangement that we have is different. There is no single model that we've been able to find yet. It just so happens we have our app sourcing director is here today. So if you wouldn't mind visiting us, we can talk to you about some of the relationships that we have in place. But I can't give a generic answer to that because every single case has been different. Okay. All right. Let's see. Okay. All right. Any other questions on that? Yes, question over here. Okay, so the question was about what are the terms of the arrangements that individual app developers have with these aggregators or app partners, as I've called them, given their right to control whether or not their app is included in the Tizen store through Open Mobile. Good question. So the answer is that the only case in which we are able to do this is the case in which the app developer has executed a contract with the aggregator that gives them the explicit right to go ahead and put that forward. So the answer is right now Open Mobile does not does not contact individual developers to give them that option. So it's based on the contractual obligations. Of course, we scrub those and make sure that those relationships are in place, they're legal, they're sound. But once that's the case, the app developer has given that right to the aggregator to work for publication into other stores without explicit consent per store. Yeah. So the question is, let's take the scenario where an app developer uses this path to get their app into the Tizen store through the Android conversion process, but then they actually like it, the pickup's good, and they go ahead and develop the native native Tizen or HTML5 app. How is that transition or migration case handled? So the answer is, all the relationships that we've portrayed so far allow for the removal of the Android app in the ultimate destination store, and we've done some work on the actual migration path. What we're looking for is what we believe will happen is that the app developer will make that transition smooth to make sure that perhaps the information as the native Tizen app is installed could be migrated from the existing app that was done. But the answer is yes, absolutely, that will be able to be removed from the store. There will not be a competition unless, of course, it makes sense and they want to have those both there at the same time. Okay, so let's wrap up. In terms of the summary, who we are, Open Mobile. So we're a strategic partner of the Tizen community. We are solving the chicken or egg conundrum. We're breaking the app barrier, as we said earlier. We're enabling technology for ties and device manufacturers to help successful ecosystems launch, and a very attractive path for app developers into Tizen. They get to leverage their existing Android app investment. They gain a foothold in the Tizen ecosystem immediately, and there's no upfront charges for the APK to TPK conversion. And essentially, there's no cost to the app developer at all, with the exception of, we talked about earlier, if indeed there's paid apps or app revenue streams, then there is a path of revenue where everybody gets a little bit of a percentage of that on the way by. Okay? So in terms of what we've got, our ACL has a lot of very good sensor support. We've got Tizen theming to help apps look as much like they can as Tizen environment to preserve that Tizen user experience. We've got a very seamless install and invoke process through and with the Tizen store. We've got a very rich validation process that includes real humans, as I like to say, that are actually running your app. We're trying to make sure that the original app experience is preserved through this process running in the Tizen environment. And we've got what we believe is an extremely developer-friendly business model to let you get started without any upfront costs. Remember, our goal here is to help go ahead and make the Tizen ecosystem successful as a strategic partner. So we would invite you as app developers, come let us convert your APK to a TPK. Come talk to us down at the open mobile table. We'll hook you up with one of our app partners to be able to put the relationships in place to make sure you're happy with those. That comes into our process and gets converted to TPKs. I'm sorry, I didn't hear the beginning of that. Yes.
So. The app is not supported, or is there some way to fix that?
So the question is, So the question is, all right, what about in the case where the app doesn't perform well or doesn't operate properly during the initial ingestion, if you will, of lots of Android apps and they go through the process? What if it fails right off the bat, right? So the question is, how are we going to manage that in the case where the app developer actually wants that, makes an explicit change. So the goal of this process was not to ask you, the app developer, to make any changes to your Android app to make this work, right? So it's going to be our goal at Open Mobile to try to, let's say if it's a problem with ACL or it's a problem with our conversion process, to go and fix that. So we would make efforts to go ahead and fix that through our validation process of feeding it back, making changes, and testing the app. Today we don't have in place an explicit touch point to the end user. That's a good topic. What I'd like to do is refer you to some of the experts on our team, if you don't mind coming down, and we've got Jarrett and Howie who could talk to you about how that might work. But right now there's not a process in place to give you that feedback to work with you individually to help fix that app. Yes, question here. So the question was, I mentioned that we had support for ARM and x86 architectures, and the question was a question about how that would work for platforms that were originally made for ARM, you're saying, or for applications originally targeted for ARM? So I'm gonna plead not enough technical knowledge in my head to answer that question. However, if you would come visit us, and I'll get you that answer. So I don't know the answer to that. Yes, question here. So the question was, does Open Mobile's ACL have more privileges in the Tizen environment than normal apps? So again, a year ago I would have told you, yes, it does. It's part of the operating system and it has lots of system and root type privileges to be able to do what it does. The challenge of the work that we've had to do over the past year was to change that answer to no. So this is it is a Tizen app that is downloaded and does not require system or root type privileges to be able to do what it does. And that's been a lot of technical challenge to make that happen. Okay, I think we're out of time. Are we good? I'm sorry. Okay, one more quick question, please. Yes?
Do you have ACL for other platforms like iOS as well?
So the question is, does Open Mobile have ACL for other platforms? Yes. For iOS, no, not currently. But we have WebOS and Linux variants and other environments. So that's the answer. Okay. Thank you all very much. Great. Thanks.